Let's talk about creative risks then. This is a quote from Mock the Week last night, BBC Two, just before we came on air. This was a section saying things the Queen would never say in a Christmas special, and one comedian said, "I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted." Is that a risk worth taking?
Well,
editorially,
as I said, we have many programmes in the BBC, on television,
but, I mean,
and on radio. Well, what I would say is, to be honest, I would only want to judge any remark on any programme in the context of the programme, watching the programme. I think I always find it better to watch programmes myself. I manage to miss.
I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted.
Well,
this is about the monarch.
On his radio, you'll hear the word cunt a lot. But baby, so what?
You shouldn't use that word. A lot of people find it very offensive.
On his radio, you'll hear the mother of all lesbians bitch about the government.
God damn it, what the Christ happened?
Scream about the president.
What the fuck was that?
And talk about her prolapse. What a wonderful prolapse. What a wonderful prolapse is radio. That's where it's at. What a wonderful prolapse. What a wonderful prolapse. What a wonderful prolapse.
All around the world, I know Cher will force her ass cunt. Cher will thaw it. Myself on
what the Christ is happening?
Lips, $2.99 for a plate of shrimp, $2.99 fix them rectum. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the pound.
It's normal for her to have a vagina and for him to have a penis. Masturbation is a normal
guys,
sex outlet.
Oh, who cares?
But should not be indulged in to excess.
Are you guys hearing these blackouts of sound? Did you hear those blackouts of sound where it went plop? Or you didn't hear something for a second? Did you hear that, or was that just on my end? Evidently, you don't care either. Are you hearing me? Is this thing on? People are assholes and useless. Cheeky monkeys. You heard the blackout? Stop it, I'm serious. I'm trying to figure this shit out. God, jam on a wheel. All right, I guess I'll call the Cheryl. She's in such a fucking hurry. Ingress whore. I know this whole thing's gonna go crazy and just clunk out. I assume I'm calling her telephone since she's on a daycare convention with fucking retards. We're gonna have Lady Raptastic on the program today, I understand. She better fucking be there soon. Cheryl, answer the phone. Hello? Grades. Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Oh, you're so good. You need to call my telephone, eh?
Well, I'm not a fucking moron. I knew you were out of town on your goddamn weekend with daycare convention. You stupid fucking moron.
It's true. Daycare. It's come on. Oh, yes. How you doing, lady?
Fuck you. Listen.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Is it true that Lady Black Testard is going to come on the
video?
On the N-word?
What?
Let me get my camera straight. Now, N-word. Hold on, N-word.
Okay.
I have pizza left over, little Cheryl.
Pizza,
but I'm going to wait until Schrock Billy Mortenstein is around. I don't want to waste good pizza without her being
sure
able to funnel.
Be.
And look who's here in the room. Do you see anyone special, Ed? I'll give you a hint. His name is Guman Dug.
Hello.
You see her? Aya?
Okay.
Pizza, pizza. Cheryl, did you tweet this?
Yes.
Negress. Stop that,
what?
Wanda. Oh, I hate her. She's getting in my grunt.
I know. Did you see her go off on me today?
Vaguely remind me.
She said something about them, because Rothwell called her racist, and she said... calling the pod kennel black, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, so the Laps calling the pro green or something. I
human
dog,
ask lady how she straightened
her
ass hairs.
I beg people for free things. You know what the difference is? I don't get paid to podcast, you little bitch. Sorry.
Hello. I pay you.
Right.
Don't I?
Protein powder. Right.
Didn't you get paid?
Right.
Hello. Didn't you get your paycheck this week, Lapsy? Oh, did you see my tweet? I partitioned my hard drive. It was called Lips, and I made it into two. I made it into Lips and Laps. Okay. I got Lady Reptastic's thing. Now, I wanted to... you guys are going to have to listen to the simulcast, because I got to play some recordings, and I don't have another way to do it. Okay, Niggy? Niggy?
Right.
Sorry, that was... I can't say that with Lady on. I can't say that words.
Now,
Christ, this thing is beeping off the goddamn shit. Oh,
hurry up, Mary.
She didn't answer the goddamn thing. She's a fucking retard, remember? I called the thing you just gave me. She's fucking retarded. I always forget.
Room. What?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Ow! There she is. Hi, Lady Reptastic. How are you? She sounds strong.
Excuse me, Honky.
I'm just Ingenick, and I'm talking to you.
Internig. What did you say, Internig?
What?
She said Internig.
Ingenick.
Oh, why?
You know, the Ingenick.
I think that's a music school. Or a kind of wine.
Ingenick!
Cheryl.
Internet, yes.
When you bring your maid on, why does she always have to be drunk?
Listen, when you pass the bodega, you cannot resist the urges that come inside of your black hands. Open the door, go inside, and say, hello, please.
Was that instructions? I don't understand it. Were you just giving a... Was that one of your haikus or what?
Sure.
Okay.
Black.
I've got some things to play. We've been getting some phone calls.
You know what? Listen, we have a very famous black woman on your program, and you're going to play your fucking clips?
Well, the thing is, I wanted to make it known to Lady Blacktastic. You know, I got a new phone number. It's a very amazing number. All you got to do, Lady Reptastic, is dial Firm Uterus. Isn't that amazing?
That's wonderful.
And I slammed it into
okay,
my
iPod. Now we're back now that Cheryl misbehaved and Lady Reptastic is drunk. But this is fun. So go ahead and amuse me. You were talking about my huge headphones?
Yes. Well, they're huge and you're ridiculous. Show us your lips.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Next topic.
Wow. It's one of those drums. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't blame it on me. You're the one that rained on my fucking parade, cow.
Ooh.
Why don't you just talk to Lady Reptastic and I'll just sit here and block people. I wasn't even planning on doing a goddamn show. I asked you this afternoon. I said, do you want to do a show? You said, no, I got to go to a goddamn bar fucking mitzvah this weekend. And then you call me while I'm in, you send me a goddamn text message while I'm having a nice dinner at the goddamn, the restaurant sounds like twat. It's a restaurant, Pizza Rustard Cunt. And I'm having a nice meal, and then I get a message from Cheryl, oh, I want to do a show. And all of a sudden, you expect me to immediately come home because you're ready to do a show. Like, I don't have to do fucking anything on a goddamn Friday night. Then I do the fucking show. You say, oh, I got a Schwarze on, so you can't play anything you were planning on playing all week because I got this goddamn dishwasher on the goddamn show, and she's going to sit around and drool. So you can't play any goddamn shit that you've been playing to play. I got a goddamn list, Cheryl. I got a goddamn list. I said Norm recording. Lips. I have a recording from the Lip Stalker. Oh, no, we're not going to hear that because you got to hear your goddamn negress all night. We were going to hear from a nice call from somebody who had a disturbing result in the toilet. And we had a very probing question about Pear Fatty and somebody very...
Really?
Oh, but you don't want to hear any of that because you got to interview your dishwasher. Now, we've also got a question about Pear Fatty, and there was even a much-hated ex-person of this show who left a 3-page message that even you haven't heard. Well, you did. I did email you the text. But no, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
I also heard it, but no point.
How could you have heard it?
Because when you forwarded me the email, it has a goddamn link to the message. God, you're retarded.
I didn't even listen to it. I didn't know that. How can you hear it? It's my fucking account. That's wrong.
Because you're able to send people links to the message if you'd like to, which you did. Thank you. Okay. Now, the point is this. Lady Ramptastic, welcome to the program.
Go ahead. Ask her questions about watermelon. Christ.
Lady Ramptastic, what is your reaction to this tirade that Madge just went on?
You bitch.
Wow. That's new.
Come on.
I have nothing. I mean, the last time I came on this show, he was an asshole.
Hey!
And this time...
Honey, I am a lesbian, and you do not refer to lesbians as he. Well, I don't know what fucking planet you're coming from.
Lesbians is masculine. They like to be referred to as men.
Well, why don't I just call you Slappy?
Why would you call me Slappy?
Because that's what black people like to be called.
How would you know what black people like?
Because I watched Al Jolson movies with Shirley fucking Temple, you goddamn bitch.
She also works at the place called the Cocoa Dorm.
That's true. I do edit Thug Prawn, actually. I'd work with black film.
How many black dicks you seen in the last 3 days?
Well, I didn't work this week. Oh. But last week I probably saw about 92, I would say.
Did you make dorm life 20?
No, I was working on the catalog for the whole company. It was very amusing.
Lady, have you ever seen Dorm Life Flavor Work?
I had two dicks in my bed house 2 nights ago, and they was very big. And I don't mean one in my vagina and one in my bed house, but two in my bed house.
I was watching a show just today. I watched a prawn. This guy, it's called, he gets 27 dicks up his ass or something, 27 what? Loads. It was called Christian Takes 27 Loads or something like that. He had all these dicks. At one point, he had two dicks in his asshole.
Why do you watch this stuff, Madge?
Well, because there's only so many fat women taking shits that a person can watch in one day, asshole.
Well...
There's
this
only so
true.
Many prolapsed vaginas that a person can look at in a given day because the internet is short on them. As vast as the internet is, there's still a shortage of prolapses to look at on TV and half faces dancing.
So true. No one's ever put it better. So usually when you run out of half faces and fat women to watch, you got to turn... to the bareback prawn.
Hold on. I'm just looking at all these fucking... the chat room. It's gone... I haven't been looking at the chat room. It's fucking insane here. You are trying to tell me, Lady Reptesic, that you expected this to be a goddamn 12-step program or something?
I'm hello, please. Human dog thought it was wrong.
She thinks because 12 viewers are watching that it's a 12-step program... That's some amazing logic.
Oh,
she writes, this is not recovery and support. Well, who said it was supposed to be? Oh, that's human dual.
I don't know. She thought it was something else, and I'm trying to say, do not report you to the FBI. Love the witness.
No. What you don't understand is this program used to be, it's right, on the Baptist 100, Top 100 podcast for several weeks, because the title of the show was Yeast Radio, She Has Risen, and it was about Jesus.
She's already flagged it with Google AdWords.
Well, what she's referring to is I'm getting kicked out of the Google AdWords program again because they didn't like, because of some post on Insane Films from about 2 years ago said, Christ, my cunt stinks, or something like that. It didn't even say cunt, it just said Christ.
So you're finally getting kicked out of Google AdWords?
No, no, they do it all the time, Google N-words.
Very offensive, related to the murder of the unborn.
Yeah. It, what's the link? Oh, God, I gotta find it. It's so incredibly non-offensive.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
This is a black dick.
No, what happens is I have to take off.
Your account?
No, no, no. They do this all the time. They threaten to, but as long as I remove the content, the offensive content, then they will, my God, somebody subscribed
it's
to my.
It's only worth it for you, Matt. You make so much money with the Google AdWords.
Yeah,
you
I make
should
like.
Change your content, but then.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like with Namibia, change your content.
What was I looking for? What was I looking for?
Right.
I totally forgot what I was looking for.
Some what was post that? About Christ, my cunt stink.
Huh?
Christ, your cunt stink.
Oh, the Google AdWord business. Yeah, well, what happens is some Christian cunt complains about, I'm going to deal with this bullshit. But then as long as I. Oh, here it is. It's a real. It's one of the earliest posts on Insane Films. I'll show it to you before I delete it. I mean, it's ridiculously inane or lame or I don't know. There it is. This is the one that's getting Christ. It hurts. That's the fucking. That's the. I mean, how is that offensive?
It offends me. URL removed.
I'm offended too.
Where'd you see your URL removed? We need Schrockbella Mortenstein. She knows how to fix this. She knows how to fix it. There's a setting, Kumanjug. There's a setting that Schrockbella Mortenstein knows how to work. And
it's really difficult.
You know what? You're an asshole today. It's not my fault you hate your family. You got to go to some fucking bar mitzvah all weekend. That is not my fucking fault. Do not take out your shit on me, Mrs. Ferguson.
Wow.
Did you see it now? Do you see the linky? The linky poo? Do you see it? N-word. N-word.
Hold on. It's loading. The internet's very slow here. Christ, it hurts. What is this? What's it about?
That's the whole thing. There, it's not. There's. It's. This is what it's. This
it's
is what
video.
They're upset
What's
about.
What's the video of?
I don't think the video is on there. I don't think the video is.
It's vidcast, let's see.
I don't think the video is what's offensive. I think it's the.
But then are you just going to change the title to Join It Hurts?
I think it says Christ It Hurts. I think it's the Christ that's offensive. Because automatically.
So you're just going to take Christ out.
Oh my God, who is that ugly person? I can't look at this.
I like how you spam comments.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mevio deleted. Wait a second. There's a Nick Star thing. Wait, let's turn sensor off to fix Edith Bunker. So I filed my taxes today. Can you paste it again, Edith? Cheryl, you're not engaging goddamn Lady Raptastic. If you're not going to let me play my goddamn recordings, then you better fucking engage. It's my show. It's my show, but when I do what I want to do, you fucking wreck the shit and I got to store it over. So why don't you fucking interview the thing?
Listen, don't test me, Mary.
Test?
Edith, you're censored.
I think she passed out.
Probably, I understand.
Lady Raptastic, will you please carry the show? Because obviously Cheryl and I are not getting along. She hates her family, and she has to take it out on me because she got to go to a bas mitzvah, and she has to eat chopped liver. Hey, what'd you do this week, lady? What'd you eat? What'd you have for lunch today? Let's do an Andy
Milton. Well, this is just a croissant.
You had a croissant?
Who put this powder from Cuba? Who did this?
This show is not going well.
No, let me tell you.
Oh, my God, that does look just like you. Wow, I gotta save this for the album art. That's totally you. You know, I gotta say one thing, and I'm gonna be truthful. The one thing is,
please be truthful.
There's only one reason why I'm glad Cheryl actually decided to be on the show, because somebody sent me this amazing album art that is centers around Cheryl. It's Cheryl as a child. And the only way I can use it is if she was on the show. Other than that,
I could appease you.
You'll really like this album art. It's really good. Really good.
Sounds offensive.
It won't let me. I got to use a grab because this is copy protected.
Grab.
Yeah.
What's copy protected?
This nice picture of Lady Raptastic with a seagull.
No.
Let's see, grab.
I got a grab.
So, Lady Raptastic, what are you drunk on today? Penis. Vagina.
I is by the ink nick and some fish sticks.
Oh my God, is she fucking wasted?
Oh, let me tell you, I deserve it. I had a very hard week.
So you deserve. So as a reward to yourself, you decided to kill half your remaining brain cells.
Oh yes, yes. In one evening, half of my brain is. Is dead. That's very logical. No.
Now, we had a lot of negative feedback about, because you were making fun of the First Lady, Michelle Obama.
She's ugly.
And I was expecting a retraction this time. You said that she looks like a man. You basically, you said a lot of bad things about him or her. And I think you should take
him or her.
I think you should maybe think about a retraction. People are very angry with you. You might.
All right.
So what do you have to say about yourself, for yourself?
I think she's a very lovely woman with a very ugly head.
Ugly what?
Head.
Head?
Yes, the thing that's above your neck.
What's wrong with her head? I think that she's beautiful.
Big teeth. She got large. I mean, I don't know what Barack Obama been lying to sees up in her face other than teeth.
Let me ask you a question, ma'am.
Please, please do.
Who fucks you?
Oh, Lord. Let me tell you, 2 nights ago, I had probably the largest dick inside my rectum I ever had.
Why wouldn't they fuck you in the vagina?
That's because I wanted it in the bedhouse.
Why?
Because you can feel it.
Was this a human being?
Yes.
And how did he manage to get it hard for you?
I suck him all the way down through the ball sack.
Excuse me?
I suck him all the way down through the ball sack.
Excuse me?
Triple sack?
I put this dick in my mouth and I swallow it to the ball sack.
But... How did he not see your face is really what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. I put a mask on.
Okay. Of what? Barbara Walters?
I have a mask that is of a white girl face, and I put it on. And when I answer the door after getting the Craigslist ad all set up, they come in and they pretend they get their dick sucked by white women.
Hold on. Please click on the link for me. It's Bunker, I believe.
I've seen it. It's disgusting.
It is rock. I need to post it. I need to post that in my closet.
It looks like there's some...
Plus.
Do you see a little bit of fungus on there on the right side?
Yes.
Right. I think she shaves it, too. Don't it look... And she's got some of those... red bumps that look like herpes. I'm sorry, Lady Raptastic. You were talking about... What kind of mask was it? Was it Barbara Walters or Barbara Eden?
It's a white woman.
Right, but those are both white women that I just mentioned.
Oh. It looked like a Barbie doll.
And how did you fit that over your fat face?
I had to cut a seam in the back and then sew it back on. I'm a seamstress by trade.
Sorry, I'm updating the Twitter. Lady Raptastic talks...
Seamstress?
...is talking about the two large penises...
Large.
She done had this week... Weeks. I haven't Facebooked this program yet.
Facebooked this program yet.
Okay, let's just for a minute pretend you're sober for 2 seconds.
Let's pretend you funny.
Oh, my snow leopard disc is done. You know, I had all these people saying, why don't you just buy snow leopard? I'm not going to pay fucking $25. What planet are you people from that you think $25 is like no money? That's like a lot of fucking money, you assholes.
Maybe the point is that it's not worth it.
Wait, what happened?
What are you talking about?
Are you there? I had a blackout. Like,
that's racist.
N-word?
Lady?
Huh?
That's racist.
Huh?
That you said blackout. I said that's racist.
I said N-word too, but you think blackout is racist?
Let me hear you say N-word.
Mrs. Ferguson.
Let me hear you say N-word.
Ferguson.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got the nerve to be really offensive, because if you did, I would kill you.
Right, from, where are you, South Dakota? Where do you live?
I'm in Ecuador visiting my pecan colored cousins.
Don't make fun of Ecuador.
Wait a minute. Did you just say the P word?
Pussy.
Pecan.
You said you're visiting your blank cousin.
Pecan colored cousin.
That's Georgia, pecan? Not Ecuador. Georgia. Pecan. You're thinking of George. I hate this show today.
Me too. I hate it so much.
All
it's
right.
Too racist.
You guys is having a bad time because I'm on the show, so why don't I say goodbye?
No.
No. I'm sorry you're a hostage. This is a hostage situation.
Oh, Lord. Well, can I do anything to help you have a better show?
Yes, you can let me play one of my recordings without heckling it.
All right, play one
can
of
you
your
just put
play.
It in post-production?
No, because you're... You know what? Can you just fucking
behave?
We heard
it already, Mary. We'll react.
No, I took that out because you're misbehaving.
Okay.
I took that out. And if I edit in post-production, that ruins the whole point. I'd rather shoot you both. Now, this one I'm going to play is the Lip Stalker, okay?
Ooh,
the Lip Stalker hasn't called in a long time.
Okay.
Somebody wants to know Lady Reptastic's real age. Well, I don't even know her fake age. What's your fake age?
I'm 35 years old.
And what's your real age?
There's 47.
Hello.
Oh, wait. There's two messages I want to play. The first one is from, I believe it might be our very own Chris Weagle, about something he shat. Let's play that now. Bitches. And don't fucking talk over it.
Okay. Hello. You bloated cow. It's been so long since last we talked. This is not Gerald Lemon calling. This is the Lip Scalper, you motherfucker. Actually, I kind of sound like Eartha Kitt, don't you think? Anyway, I wanted to let you know that I'm glad you're doing your programs again. And someday I would love the opportunity to climb into your window.
Okay, change your mind. You can heckle her.
And slice off your lips like a piece of fatty bologna. Fry it up in a skillet with onions. And feast upon the flesh of your womb for all the world to enjoy. I don't know, I'm making no sense. But anyway, have a wonderful day, you fucking whore. Doodle. Bye-bye.
Okay, one more. Hold on.
Fork.
Hello? Okay. Listen. What happened was, it was an intense sharp pain, and luckily I was already in the bathroom, so I sat down on the toilet.
Hello?
Okay.
Listen.
Sharp blast.
What happened was, it was an intense sharp pain, and luckily I was already in the bathroom, so I sat down on the toilet.
While I'm doomed.
And actually only came sharp blasts of air with a fine fetid mist. But nothing really relieved the pain. After about 15 minutes, I thought, well, I'm doomed. But then a sensation that I had never experienced. It felt like crawling, little legs. And sure enough, there, coming out of me, the parasite stuck its first half coming out.
Okay.
Of my anus, and then, I was of mind and sound body and had an empty Gerber baby food bottle next to the bowl.
Okay.
Match.
Which I captured the parasite.
What?
Please play the insanity message.
Okay, but first I have to play an important question about parafatty.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, parafatty, that's... Let me Google parafatty.
Poor lady.
I think she's drunk.
No, you said to stop talking, so
I did not say stop talking.
She listens to the white lady.
I said stop talking while I was playing the recording. That doesn't mean you have to stop talking forever, you dumb
whore. But it all sounds like shit, so I don't know when the recording stop and you start talking.
Okay, now's the part where you shut up.
Okay.
Why are you so
God damn it, I was playing the goddamn thing. This is a question about parafatty. Can you listen?
I can't do nothing right.
True. Hold on.
Hi, Madge. It's Dave calling from Canada. I'm just wondering, I have a quick question about parafatty.
All right, hold on. All right, now you can talk while I prepare this recording.
Hey, Lady Raptastic. If you could do anything in the world to me, what would you do?
Kill her. Next question. She would kill you, you know that. Why would anyone not want to? I would.
Shake your hand. And thank you for introducing me to Madge Weinstein.
That's idiotic. Okay, shut up.
Hi, Madge.
Literal hood and sniff this magma?
Can you please listen to the recording? It's like 3 seconds.
Hi, Madge. It's Dave calling from Canada. I'm just wondering, I have a quick question about parafatty. So you can give us a little more information on parafatty, because I keep hearing his or her name, and it sounds like a very interesting fatty. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, so we had a good question about parafatty. Cheryl, did you want to take that?
Well, for those who are unfamiliar, the parafatty is a pear-shaped individual that Madge has come to know through. Who did you meet her through?
Oral.
What?
Parafatty. I thought you were talking about Hagather dates.
She gave you oral sex? Hagather dates. True. Okay. No. But the point is that parafatty is an individual that also lives in Chicago. She is shaped like a pear. Now, she also is a little bit slow. Now, I don't fault her for this.
Well, who do you fault, then?
Her parents.
Okay.
And so she takes jobs doing things such as moving boxes from one room to the other, opening envelopes, shredding, and various other in-sundry things. Now,
what in-sundry?
I don't know, I just like that word.
I don't even know what it is.
Look at that bitch.
Lord.
Now, parafatty, P.S. for short, also enjoys running.
Can you hurry up, please?
Wow.
I'm trying to answer a listener question.
Pear Fatty is fat and has a pear shape, supposedly as a runner.
He gained weight while training for a fucking marathon.
And the hair. The hair
and
show.
And he has syphilis bald spots.
Okay. Now, are you ready for... Do you want the insane HT AIDS call now? Do you want to hear that? Yes?
Sure. Sorry, Lady Raptastic. I apologize in advance.
Yeah, this is Hagatha. I decided to call this number and see if it does any good. You know, calling this number, calling your number. It's like playing video poker. I'm hoping I hit three bells, but so far it's not happening. Anyway, I left a message at Cheryl's site for her to intercede and ask Mads to let me be back on the show, and she gave me this really hateful response, and I left a rather caustic message there. I mean, I stand by it, but I don't know. She's got a little bit of talent, but I'm really hurt that Cheryl, of all people, would be so mean to me. Everybody loves to be mean to a poor little old Hagatha. She's an innocent little waif drifting along the stream of life, you know? She just wants to be on the show, that's all. I have no shame in begging. Oh, my God, this big fat guy looks like Christopher M. But he's really, oh, my God, I wish you were here, Madge. You would laugh your ass off.
I wish I was
there, walking
too,
down Devon Avenue. So, anyway, I got to go, bye.
Oh, she
sounds like she has a big dick.
Now, I'm just laughing at what this post I just read on Twitter. Hello, please, I am on a TV show right now.
What?
Lady Raptastic posted that on Twitter. And then she gives a link to this. Hello, please, I am on a TV show right now. This is not a TV show, honey. I mean, I don't know what Cheryl told you to get you on this show, but this is not Maury Povich.
But I see you.
I promised her that you would pay her.
What?
How much do I get paid?
She sees you.
There's one more voicemail, and I don't understand it.
Aye.
It's the last one, Cheryl, unless people call during the grun. So hold on.
Maybe Lady Raptastic will call.
She's already on the phone.
I'm already on the phone.
I think Chris Weagle should call. Maybe he has questions for Lady Raptastic. Somebody has to rescue this.
Somebody's got to.
Right.
Asked her so
okay,
many
here's
questions.
The last call for now.
Great.
Shut up. Okay. So uncomfortable. Ouch.
Mitch.
Huh? Hello?
Mitch.
Huh?
That was good.
Mitch.
Huh? Hello?
That is not good. Wait, I got a call. Hold on.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
I didn't hear who it was.
I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your caller sent to voicemail. At any time, you may press star to join the call.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Lady Raptastic, how do you straighten your ass hairs? Hello?
Chris, why can't you call on Skype? He hung up, that fucking cunt. She wants... Lady, did you hear the question?
Yes.
Do you use lye on your asshole to straighten your ass hairs? I believe this is an inference to the fact that you have...
Let me tell you, my butthole is completely hairless. It's smooth like a baby's butthole.
Smooth like peanut butter, brown and ready to spread.
It's smooth like a leather shoe, shiny, and you can see your face in it. You know, I'm watching this video of you, and you look so disappointed and angry. You just look so angry. Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry, you dumb whore. Why don't you... The problem is because I got all dolled up for this show. I put on this dress.
You don't look like it.
I'm wearing a girdle. Oh, I got another call.
fallen out.
Uh-oh. The iPhone died. Look at
fall
it.
Out.
Totally dead. Totally
fall
dead.
Out.
Yay, iPhone. Fall totally out. Dead.
Maybe I'll get one of those.
The problem, Lady Reptastic, is, to be perfectly honest, I'm wearing a girdle.
You look very thin today.
Here's another message from Hagatha Dades, even though she stopped calling.
What the fuck?
Do humor a man sexually.
That was good.
Yeah, that was very... That was climactic.
Take a look at me now. Have you heard the new Mariah Carey single that came out?
No, but I need help with something. Can I read an email? Go ahead and talk about Mariah Carey.
I just put the thing on the door so that I can get food in the morning. Woo, woo, woo.
You're at a hotel.
Woo. Yes.
What did you order? I'm sure something with fibre.
An omelet? No, actually not. An omelet and some toast.
Okay.
But you know what, honey? I can guarantee I'll have a real nice poo for you in the morning. Lady, have you been listening to my poos?
Can I?
Not poos, poos.
Coon poos.
What?
Have you? Every morning.
What did you just say?
At 20:01.
She's shitting
every
on the floor.
Morning, I've been,
it's called shitter.
I've been on
I don't listen to your show.
She's talking about Twitter,
what?
Not the show. She shits on Twitter. It's called shitter.
Oh, sure. Yes, I did.
What'd you think about that?
You lying sack of shit.
Listen, can I read you something nice, Cheryl?
Yes.
This is from
bitch.
This is from my boss at the Cocoa Dorm. You'll like this, Cheryl. I gotta read this. It's an email. I gotta read this. This is an email I got this evening. As hip hop artists come out with new CDs and you look at their tracks, if you see a title that you think will be a chart topping song and would make a good DVD title, send it to me. For example, Piles, Bust It Baby, Lil Wayne, Lollipop, etc. If we were to come out with a DVD title with those names around the same time it's on the radio, that would sell like crazy. Let me know if you have any suggestions for DVD names.
That's racist.
Piles, Bust It Baby. Do you have any titles for... Do you follow hip-hop, Lady Black?
Every now and then. But I very much prescribe to classical music. I love... Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Okay. But do you know of any Starsky and Hutch songs that would make good porno titles for Thug Prawn?
No, I mean, I don't know songs, but I can make up some titles.
Like what?
Yes.
Butthole.
Butthole?
How about that?
Butthole Vins Viff? Butthole Vins Viff? Fifth? I can't even say it. Butthole... Hold on, I got a Facebook that we're doing that's grown. I keep meaning to do that and I forget. Lady, you are retweeting some weird-ass shit.
Am I?
How come your picture on the Skype is of a dove?
Oh, please don't talk about that. That's personal.
You're very secretive, lady.
Is it true that your middle name is Diarrhea?
Yes. That's because my grandma's from Africa.
Okay.
I have the dev on my sign because I'm Christian. That's why I got the dev.
You're Christian?
No, I have a question. Are you really working for that gay porn site for black people?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What do you do for that?
I make the DVDs and I edit the prawn.
Have you ever sucked a black dick?
Nope. I'm a lesbian.
Without that black dick, how can you say no to it?
I've sucked a black dildo.
Can you suck one on camera?
No.
Oh.
God.
I'm on TV.
Misty watercolored memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the...
Scattered pictures? Oh, yeah, she should make a movie like that.
Chippy Marie Peppermint is a friend suggested by Kiko Lombardi. Oh, my God, is this thing a piece of work? Please tell me that's a man. Chippy Marie Peppermint.
Be grateful, Cheryl is carrying the program. Yes. Thank God, Cheryl.
Who said that? Cheryl ain't carrying shit. Cheryl ain't even carrying a stone baby. I'd love to talk with Rachel again.
Yeah.
You take me at my weakest point and then you throw Rachel in my face. God damn it. Why won't Chris come on? Why are you hiding? Don't do this to me. Don't make me suffer this way. Hello? Where is
and
she?
And I quote, fuck, fuck, fuck. Just got a letter. Wait, how did he... I've just got a letter from the IRS that I owe around $1,100. There goes everything I've saved being homeless so far. Hashtag fuck my life.
Fuck your mom?
Nick Store. That's from Nick Store.
Oh, can you read it again now that I know the context, please?
Quiet. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Okay.
Just got a letter from the IRS that I owe around $1,100.
Is he mocking me?
Everything I saved to being homeless so far. Pound FML. Now, how do you get a letter from the IRS? What time is it? It was in the evening. She doesn't have anywhere to get a letter. I'm confused.
It's all fake, Cheryl. I talked to good sources that said this is all just a pile of nonsense for getting attention. Oh. I know the story here, and it's for real.
It's a mess.
It's for real. Why are you hiding from me?
I'm not. I'm right here out in the open. What do you want to know?
I want you to rescue the program.
Lady Raptastic, did she talk about her ass hair? I couldn't hear it.
Ask her again, please.
I do not have no ass hair. My asshole is completely shiny like a toy.
Toy? Black Cheryl?
Like a child's toy.
Black child's toy? How's that different from a white child's toy?
Well, the black child's toy is used in the white child's toy. It's new. Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm black and I know. Why else would I say that?
Oh, God.
I'm glad you carry him to show, Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yes?
Cheryl, what do I do if the fetus won't flush?
Well, the thing that I like to do first is, I think the last time that... Listen, the last time that happened was about 3 months ago.
With a hand blender.
No. That's the last, you know, thing that you try. Mm-hmm. Usually you try the hand blender when it's still inside of you. So go to the kitchen, look for a kitchen shears.
What are those?
They're much sharper than a regular scissors.
Are those things you use to cut up chickens, the bone?
Yes, cut up chicken bone. Mm-hmm.
Slow down, I'm writing this down. Slow down. Okay, go ahead.
You should be able to cut through the fetus bones because they're kind of rubbery. They're not quite hard yet. So you should try to chop it into a bunch of pieces. You know, cut off the arms, cut off the legs, cut the head off. And if you can cut the torso in two... and do that.
Jesus Christ.
Now, if it doesn't flush, then use the hand blender. And if there's toilet paper, try to use it.
Can I just let it drop right on?
Can I just let it drop right onto the flatbed scanner? Because I'm applying for a couple of grants, and I need some.
Well, then you need to be homeless for a few weeks first.
Okay. Yes. Save money. What the hell? Singing blue. Thank you, man. That really helped.
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Yes.
Have you sent Andy any fetuses lately in a jar or anything, or have you sent him anything, any of those Australian candy bars you like?
I don't want a weight problem. Match with it. Match with it.
I was just adding some ambiance. You know, you need to be a little bit, got your chakra going on if you're going to talk about how to birth abortions. Here, I got to change the topic. Birth
and
abortions.
What do I do with my political apathy?
Birth and abortions with, if it don't flush.
You have a wooden spoon for a hand. How do you reach up in there and
now, Matt,
do anything but bruise?
Matt, today I downloaded the new Chipotle application so that I can order a Chipotle.
I did that yesterday.
Now, the last time I ate Chipotle was about a year ago, and I haven't eaten it since. You know why?
Because it made your duty real big and good.
Well, since I did get emotional, but
Jesus Christ.
The last time, then I had a burrito. I had the very hot salsa. And the next morning, now mind you,
Jesus,
I was about 2 months pregnant. The next morning, I birthed a stillborn fetus while having the most explosive, burning diarrhea.
It's not a stillborn fetus. It's 2 months pregnant. It's not a stillbirth. How is that? It's a stillbirth if it's like,
you know what? I don't know.
Viable outside the womb. Since when is a 2-month-old fetus viable outside the? It's not a stillborn.
Why?
It's just an abortion or a miscarriage.
You know what? Listen, it might have been a stone baby.
Oh, just shut up and keep crying about it.
It's okay, but the point is.
My point is just this.
When I was gripping the bowl and expelling this bloody soupy mess, as well as this poopy, the seeds in the hot salsa,
mm-hmm.
I could feel them scraping against my anus as they came out. And it just worked. And, well, I couldn't eat a burrito, you know, after that. But I think I'm going to try again, and I can't help but get the same thing.
Cheryl, can we talk about your dad now?
My dad ain't sure.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Did he inspire you to write your book, or
my book?
What influence has he had on your performance?
Cooking with abortions. Where is Lady Raptastic? She's gone.
she faded right into the waterbed.
She's been gone for 20 minutes and nobody noticed.
Did she hang up?
She must have. I didn't hang up on her.
Well, I understand that she did, because if I were her, I probably would, too.
I think she passed out on the dick.
Her and Hagather got a channel on live stream.
I think what got to her, I mean, it's smarter her to hang up, because that, anyway, but what got to her was it's emotional to talk about my Chipotle abortion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure that's what it was.
You know, I mean, people can understand. I mean, yeah. When you order off of the iPhone application for the Chipotle, you don't expect to have a dead baby the next day.
Right. Uh-huh.
No.
That's true.
No. I didn't order none of that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to fill the hole inside of me with food. Rockefeller knows about that.
Lady Ara, are you still listening to the show, or where did you go? Who cares? All right.
Human dog, what should I do with education, too?
What?
Stone Baby? Oh, we already did Stone Baby.
We did that.
Do a body dedication?
Yes.
Andy's fat hair. He has that hair that's extra heavy and dense. Or, I'm sorry, Shrock Bellish sofa bed.
You made his greasy standing. Bowl cut.
Right.
Yeah.
Extra heavy.
The bowl cut.
Neck fat. Oh, I love you, neck Ooh. Fat. You're always there.
Neck fat's me. Good.
Uh-huh.
Neck
hey.
Fat.
Hey, neck fat. Thank you so much for being part of my fat body. You know... Sometimes I kind of feel like one of those little puppies or kitties, although I'm huge and fat. And, you know, if somebody wanted to, they could grab the neck fat and hold me up by it. That would kind of make me hot. Kind of like how I'm into being into, you know, put into one of those slings and fucked silly while somebody holds on to my neck fat. And then pounce the shit out of me, literally, figuratively. Neck fat? I was thinking the other day, what would happen if I got you pierced? Would I lose the piercing in sort of your voluptuous, sweaty, and hairy mass? Or, what kind of gauge would I need? How long would the piercing need to be to reach from one sort of hole to the other? Oh, neck fat, I wonder, if I had you taken off, how much would you weigh? Would you weigh more than a dead baby's? Oh, neck fat, thank you so much for being a pork of my life.
Thank you for your yellow secretion, neck fat.
Yes. Yes. Oh. I hope you enjoy my dedication. I think it might have been the best part of the program.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
What happened? Hello?
Hmm? What?
What the hell was that?
Nothing.
What was that? We're trying to call.
I don't know what's going on here.
Thank you for calling CDC Info, a service of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. If you would like to continue in English, press 1. Si desea continuar en español, por favor, presione el 2.
You can't ruin the whole Everdeen cool. You can't last, Mary.
Go, Cheryl, press 1.
Sorry, your response was not understood.
Press 1.
Please try. If you are a medical or healthcare professional, press 1. If you are a member of the media, press 2. For all other inquiries, please press 3.
You're the media. This
three
is a podcast.
Three pieces menu. Press the star key.
I don't know.
All media inquiries regarding the novel H1N1 flu outbreak. One of the following email boxes. For all print and web inquiries, send to mediaoutbreak@bbc.gov.
We shouldn't get in trouble. They could come down on us hard from the Obama administration. Hello?
You will fuck up your taxes.
I want an operator. I've got this problem, and I need someone to help me with it.
Uh-huh.
It burns, and when I pull out the pubic hairs one by one...
Yeah.
I don't know where to put them. Do I put them in this little plastic bowl?
Calling National Inconvenience. Currently, our office is closed. Our business hours are Monday through Friday from 8
to 9. Good job, Ash.
I'm trying to find something, you goddamn asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, N1, H1,
H1N word.
H1N word.
For bringing panic and racism into my life. Chicken.
Chocolate.
Ted Cassini. Chicken Ted Cassini.
Calling Live XL. Our call center is closed at this time. Please
Everyone's fucking closed.
When did the CDC start selling walk-in showers? I don't know.
Tuesday. That's why I called him.
Thank you, H1N word. Thank you for taking up my TV space with bulletins.
You're going to like this one.
I remember when my favorites.
Thank you for shutting down my Popeye's H1N word.
Hey, it's Rachel. So, tell me the good news.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, honey, it's Cheryl Murkowski. Shut the fuck up. It's Cheryl Murkowski. I have some good news for you, honey. You're a whore. Although I don't really miss you, I miss your manly voice a little bit. Are you getting horny right now? I bet you are. You usually are. You know, maybe you should call the firm uterus. That's Madge's new phone number. You can leave her a message. It's firm uterus. I know it might be hard for you to spell that out on your phone, so maybe you can have your Kratos or whatever his name spell it out for you. I love you, baby. I hope you're staying smoky, but not too high.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record. To send your message with normal delivery.
Urgent.
Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Should we call Robert Scoble? You tried him once before.
Yeah, call him up. He's got a new job. His hand up German guys' asses.
This is the real Robert Scoble.
It didn't work well the last time.
I'll try it again, but be better.
Thank you, Robert Scoble, son.
Hello?
Hello, is this Robert? Hi, I'm calling on behalf of Amanda Weinstein. She wanted to know about your son.
Hello, Cheryl.
Hello?
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 Yes, Cheryl Murkowski, what can I do for you?
Yes, this is, honey. How do you know who I am?
Yes, of course. I've been on your show, goofball.
Who is this?
It's Robert Scoble, you stupid bitch. What did I fucking tell you?
Right. Right. Honey.
Yeah, you should...
Listen,
yeah, how you doing?
Don't perpetuate Madge's lies. Mine will go with this. How's your fat son? He's so fat.
How you doing,
honey? Did you install the new leap turd? Did it make your dick get hard?
Yeah, in Windows 7. Are you guys excited about that?
Oh, God.
What is this about?
Windows 7. I got it tattooed on my clitoris. Oh, it makes me so hard.
Robert. Robert, what's the big deal about Windows 7? And how did I miss 1 through 6? Robert. Ah.
Robert. Yeah, you guys sound like shit. Why don't you call me on my Skype? Because you know I'm always in front of my computer.
All right.
Okay.
We got to call whore on her Skype. Let me find it. Cheryl, I really did think it was the real Robert. I had my Skype wrong. It was funny, though.
Who was Frank?
It was Robert Scoble.
Right. It sounded kind of like a Muslim.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Robert.
Yes. Oh, that's much better.
What are you eating?
You don't sound fat enough. You need to sound fat.
Oh, wait. I got a call coming through. Maybe it's her.
Robert, tell me about Martin Luther King Jr.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Boom.
Caller sent to voicemail. At any time, you may press star.
One second, Robert. Just a moment.
I'd like to talk to Rob Wanda.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. What is that? Yeah.
This isn't voicemail, this is live.
Man, so I want to talk to Robert Twitter. Thank you, Robert Global Son.
Okay, go ahead, Robert and Cheryl.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If you could ask Robert Scope LA one thing, what would it be?
Why don't you give Nick Starr enough money for his skin flap surgery?
I thought he was living out of his car to pay for that.
Yeah, but if he you gave him the money, he wouldn't have turd.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of skin, too.
Yeah, but yours is on top of fat still. Let's go, Blake.
He doesn't, you know, Nick's door doesn't have a core. She has, what's it called, a permaloft, a sleeping bag. That's it. She also has a desk at the Steamworks that she keeps all her clothing in.
We've covered this. Ask something to Robert that maybe we didn't cover in the last 20 shows.
Well, see, suggested to Nick Starr that he just go ahead and get fat again, that he doesn't have to worry about the hanging skin.
He will. But I think the idea is to wait till after he wastes the money that he spent being homeless on the surgery before getting fat again.
Well, you know, the latest to be thing even is more that he pathetic. Has lost money being homeless. Surprise.
Okay. Blobbert, tell me about Windows 7. I don't understand it. Why did they go to naming it 7 when there was no 1 through 6?
Because no one really knew if it was Vista or Vista. No one really could pronounce it. But they 7, you know, they assume everyone can pronounce 7.
I thought it was Vista.
See, therein lies the confusion.
Uh-huh. That's a really good answer. It's no wonder why you're this big blogger.
I'm surprised you didn't read that on my blog.
Are you still friends with Dave Winder?
I'm friends with everybody. You know that.
Right, but most of the other people have actually done stuff. What have you actually done other than a neti pot on my program?
Do we have to
go through this again?
I can't remember what you did other than eat.
I've been to Davos.
Oh, that's right.
When I was at Davos.
True. But so did Griselda, and she doesn't have to be all that about it. Griselda was in Davos.
Haven't you seen the size of my tripod, for crying out loud?
I've seen the size of your stomach.
Are you lighting a cigarette?
No.
I could have sworn I heard
a light. You have trouble typing on the iPhone with your hands?
See, now I understand it. He's smoking reefers. That's how he gets around.
The reefer addict. Sausage fingers. Sausage finger.
Do you have ham hands?
Greasy sausage.
Blobbert, do you have ham hands?
I have been known to have cankles, but perhaps not ham hands. They're stubby, but not necessarily hammy.
Fuck
me
with
your cankle. Blah, 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 blah. Blah.
Yes.
How's your wife? What's her name? It's a weird name. Marge Regard or something like that. What's her name? Your wife.
Marnie.
Marmy?
Yeah, she's doing great.
Uh-huh. Sofa bed?
What's it like eating her out?
It's a bit like a Danish. You know, you like the outside, and then you just go in for the jelly right in the middle. It's great.
But
and then it's kind of sour, and you spit it out, and you're like, I don't really like the jelly. And you eat around it. And
sometimes it's bitter, sometimes it's sweet, you know.
Well, she's Persian, right? Doesn't it taste like Sassy Sarsi sometimes? Do you know Sassy Sarsi?
No.
She lives in your town. She's this real messy drag tranny that talks like this. Hello, babies. Mm. She's Persian, and I hear she tastes like pistachios.
Hummus, actually.
Did you see her music video?
Oh, no. Did she do another one?
It's horrible. I mean, really good.
Hi, movie.
Hey, hey, what do you say? My name is Sassy Sarsi. Don't you know it? Don't you know it? Don't you know it? Don't you know it? What's this about Lady Gaga having a penis? Have you heard about this? I saw the picture. Okay.
Robert, do you have a penis?
Good question.
Yes.
Is it like, when we saw a picture earlier, but is it raining?
Who is Renaco? What is this Renaco? Where are you? Is it big? What in the fuck is that shit? Who is Renaco? I think that's Lady Blacktastic. Is that you, Lady Reptastic Renaco? What does that mean? Oh, in Canada. Robert?
Mm-hmm.
How much money do you have? What's your net worth? And I'm not talking about your weight.
It's a couple million. I mean, I even though I just lost my gig, I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't. What gig did you lose?
I was a media content provider for Fast Company, the magazine, and
you
it was too fast. Because
of, yeah, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I thought it was Fat Company when I signed up.
Fat Cunt.
Yeah.
You do tend to lose a lot of jobs, yet somehow you stay afloat, as it were. I think maybe you're a freeloader, a mooch, as it were. How does your fat son get by with all those dumplings he eat?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not very nice, but he gets done. He gets by.
He gets done? That's that told a mouthful, didn't it, Cheryl? He gets done.
Got her done.
Got her done.
Yeah. Do you do him?
Of course not. That's a ridiculous accusation.
Mm. Right.
Right.
They call that not pedophilia. There's another word. Pederasty. Are you a pederast?
No.
Mm.
It's outlandish.
But if you were, how would you answer?
Look, you know.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, how would I know if you're lying? Like,
oh, you wouldn't, but you know, I've established trust. I am a trust agent online. I'm friends with Steve Wozniak.
Hello.
The Woz.
Me too.
Dancing with the Stores.
Woz Hayes.
Chris Weigel, don't you have any questions for Robert Scoble? We don't get him on the line that often. Usually he just hangs up on us.
Robert, how is your that skin condition up on your back shoulders there?
Your eyes, sis?
Alopecia.
Ringworm.
His back hair is falling off.
My wife scratches that for me when I'm back in town after traveling extensively.
On whose dime?
Well, whoever's paying me.
I got to figure out how you motherfuckers make all that money. You know, I work my ass off. Well, not really, but I do.
No, you don't.
Do you know what I have to do for a living now?
You don't do anything.
I almost called you Shrock Bella Scoble. Because you're so fat.
You can download her work on your iPhone, Robert.
Do you know what I do for a living, Blobbert, while you sit there on your fat ass on the airplane and go to diabetes?
Editing porn?
That's right. And not any porn, but the kind of people you don't talk to. Negroes. Have you ever talked to a Negro in your life?
I got a couple Panther movies.
What's a Panther movie?
The Black Cougar.
I don't understand that. What does that mean? Mandingo.
You know what the cougar is, right?
Well, I'm one.
Right.
Lesbians?
Okay. Oh, well, no.
Oh. What's a cougar?
Cougar is older woman going after younger men.
Mm. Okay, I didn't know that.
Then, Thus, the black version of that would be the panther.
No, Cheryl said something
else. No. It's the cougar.
Cheryl, I know that didn't come out of your mouth.
No, it came out of Wonder.
That's right. Wonder Wisdom said that.
So I work for Rackspace now. I didn't know if you know that.
I did not. Can you get me a free one? I need a rack for my servers. Because, you know, I use this goddamn shit. What do you call that thing? Dreamscape. Dreamhost.
Yeah.
And I use so much bandwidth, they like throttled me. So now I have to host my audio on my other one of my other sites, Syphilis. Because they fuck with me. Yeah, but they haven't figured out how to throttle it yet. So can you give me a free rack space? I'll promote you a lot. It'll do you real good, honey. It's chips. Nades. Ooh, give me your GoDaddy code, Nades. What is your GoDaddy code anyway? Because I don't.
Do you have one anymore, man?
No, I don't want people to use it anymore because somebody makes money off of it without me getting a dime. That's really different. It's real different. Very different from before.
Well, maybe you should change that.
But I'd rather, because I'd have to use GoDaddy myself. Well, I know your codes. I'm just kidding. I don't want you to have to give away your Scobles codes, your secret Scoble codes.
Yeah. Fat Blobbert Scoble 7. That's my code.
Like Windows 7. Such a fucking parrot. I'm scratching my nose with this microphone. Blobbert, is your penis as big or bigger than this big-ass microphone?
I didn't know that we were streaming.
I
have to load it.
Girl, you got to go to the Twitter. If you see my Twitter, you'll see you can click it on the lanky poo.
I just walked in. I just literally
stream.tv/yeast-radio-live.
I can give you a movie review if you'd like to hear about a fresh new movie.
What movie?
Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, is that the one about the concentration camp?
No, but there's lots of Nazi killing in it.
Was it a good movie?
Very good.
With Brad Pitt? Oh, this is the Quentin Tarantino. Oh, yes, I love her.
2.5 hours long.
The last movie I saw was the one about the prawns.
The prawns?
Mm-hmm. That movie about the aliens. They call them prawns. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, that was... Okay, so the Inglourious Basterds is great. So go see that.
Okay.
The one I saw before that was Transformers 2, where the flying dildos fighting each other.
I hate that shit. That works my nerves.
Goddamn speed.
I hate those goddamn Transformers. Listen, so Cheryl, are you going to come visit? You had mentioned something on your last program about coming to visit.
Yes,
ma'am. Cheryl's going to Chicago?
Cheryl's doing her Lady Gaga dance. She can't be bothered. She's signing. What the fuck is that?
It's one of those toothbrushes.
Are you watching the microphone? Do you see me yet, Blobbert? Do you see me in my pretty dress with my
candles? I haven't logged in yet. Hold on. I was looking at myself on Wikipedia.
Oh,
hold on.
Christ. Cheryl, did you hear that? Oh, that's Chris Weagle breathing. I see your green thing moving, Chris, but I don't understand what's making the noise. Is it you breathing? Are you masturbating to Blobbert? Blobbert Scalpel.
Okay, I'm on. I see you. I see somebody. I don't know who that is.
No, that's me wearing the dress and the pretty outfit. That's me. But I was asking about the microphone. I wanted to know if your penis, Robert Scoble, is as big or bigger than this here honker. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Please answer the question.
We've been over this.
I don't fucking remember. I don't remember Tuesday.
My penis looks like the a frosting rose. You know, a rose on a cake made of frosting.
Hold on. I got a fort for you because that turned me out.
What?
Ooh, that smells real bad in a good way. Like a rose, soft as an easy chair, Coon Poon.
Coon Poon. Coon Poon.
So it's 10 o'clock. It's time for my fourth meal. So I'm having some barbecue chicken.
Where'd you get it?
Chicken.
My wife brought it to me.
Did she bring it to you in the bag? You like to pull the chicken off the bone with your fingers and put it in your mouth, and then you smash your fingers against your fat chest.
So does anybody want to ask me technology questions?
I do. What do you think about snow leopard, Blobbert? Have you tried the snow leopard yet?
Yeah. Did you notice how, by the way, that when you put snow leopard in, you get some of your disk space back, a couple gigs?
I read about it, as anyone else could have on the internet. What else do you have for me, maybe, that's original that would be worth your $2 million salary?
Just trying to tell you, that was my idea.
That it just deletes random files on your computer so you get 20 gigabytes of that.
That's right. That's more of my show that you can put on your drive. Come on.
I want to know, though, from the audience, seriously, like, has anybody done the snow leopard? Is it a disaster or what?
Justin Z did it today, and she said it worked well, and she saved 20 gigabytes of space.
Because what I want to know, AIDS, like... Because I want to know, like, is my printer going to work? My scanner? You know, is that shit going to get fucked up? I'm waiting to hear that kind of shit.
Well, when I'm in, I'm just saying there's the Rosetta egg.
What?
Pork. And if you had programs that were made just for the power PC, then,
I feel like Chris Weigel is breathing for Cheryl.
Uh-huh. It's like a background scene.
Oh, my God. It's been about 30 minutes.
It sure has. Well, Blobbert.
I gotta go to sleep.
Cheryl has to go to a bas mitzvah in the morning, so we're going to wrap this thing up. I'm so thankful that you're able to come on my show after all this time and grace us with your nothingness.
Yes, it's been way too long, and just make sure you check me out at scobalizer.com and on Twitter at scobalizer. And I won't follow you back, but you can listen to me.
And what's your phone number again? Do you want to give it out publicly? I think it's still on your blog, isn't it?
Yeah, you can check it on my blog. Okay, it's right there.
All right, in regards to the wife
and the little fat son.
And your fat son. Fat.
Yeah.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. Read my blog.
Always. Regals, you can. I want to go to Burning Man. I want to hang out with hippies. You know what? I got to tell you, I really thought I was calling the real fake Robert Scull. I really did. I was so surprised when he's like, "Hi, Cheryl." Oh my God, that was fucked up.
I was like, "Oh shit!" I was like, "Oh God, somebody saying this knows who I am, and that's not good. They're on to me."
Yeah, you know, there's something wrong if anybody's heard of us outside of this tiny little circle of idiots. How come every asshole on earth has a fan club? The Blue Jeans guy, I'm supposed to join his fan club? I mean, not that I don't like your show, I love it, but a fan club for every... Shane and Amy Bugby want to be me to be their fan. Who the fuck are they? You know what I mean? Shane and Amy Bugby?
I want to be in the What's Up Bates fan club.
Cooper. Oh, Copper, that's Nicole's dog. Of course I want to be... People have so much I don't understand how people have so much fucking time to make all this shit on Facebook.
My point is just in this.
Cruiserboys.com.
I'm very tired, and unless somebody gets me money right now, I need to get to sleep.
Oh, that's another thing. I'm glad you mentioned that, Cheryl, because I didn't get any money. money since last time. I need money, money, money. I just spent the last of my unemployment money today, and I ain't getting any more. I make no fucking money, and it gets me depressed even talking about it. So please send me some goddamn money. God damn it, because I meant to do all my accounting so I could tell you how many hours you people owe me, but it would have been huge. God, people are so obese on this internet. God damn it.
Well, with that being said, since nobody sent me...
Wait, let's check. Maybe somebody sent me money. Somebody sent us money. Let's see. Chris Weagle.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, good night. Yeah, good night. I'm falling asleep. Good night.
All right. Did he have good night. Was him sleeping, Cheryl.
Me too.
Guess what? Who we got a donation from, Cheryl? Nobody. Nobody at all. Nobody clicked on a little link. Everybody thinks that goddamn snow leopard is cheap for $25.
Listen, my point is just this. I'm exhausted. I need to get up in like 6 hours.
Honey, you ain't hurting my feelings by ending this goddamn shit. Hello, I'm ready to go too.
Okay, well, I love you, baby.
And have fun at your bas mitzvah and tell Lady Reptastic goodbye, even though she's not longer with us. This was a horrible show. Horrible. Good night, Cheryl. Remember to have some chopped liver for me and get Bruchato annoyed.
I will, honey.
Good night.
I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted.